Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. One of the major themes, both in the Old Testament and in the New, is shepherding. In fact, one of the best known and most loved passages in the Old Testament begins, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." Psalm 23:1-3. Jeremiah and Ezekiel used the word shepherd 24 times, most of which had nothing to do with actual shepherds. They were referring to kings, prophets, priests, and military leaders when they spoke of the shepherds of God's people. One verse from Ezekiel should prove to be enlightening. "Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, Thus says the Lord God unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel, who do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flock?" Ezekiel 34:2. The word shepherd does not appear often in the New Testament. When it does, it often refers to actual shepherds. But Jesus thought that word was appropriate in outlining his work among the sons of men. "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But he who is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, sees the wolf coming, and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches them and scatters the sheep." John 10:11-12. The Apostle Peter consciously quotes from Isaiah 53:6 and applies it to Jesus Christ. "For you are as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls." 1 Peter 2:25. Elders of the Lord's church are called shepherds. Ephesians 4:11. The King James Version renders the Greek pastors, as do most other versions. But the Greek word is poimen, which means shepherd. If the word had been translated shepherd, it might have helped to avoid some of the confusion surrounding the word pastor. Peter uses the verb form of the word when he tells the elders of the church to feed the flock of God which is among you. 1 Peter 5:2. Shepherds of the local church have grave responsibilities and the authority necessary to achieve the work God has given them to do. But they are not lords over God's heritage. They are stewards who operate under the absolute authority of Jesus Christ, the King over God's kingdom, which is the church of the living God. Please take careful note how Peter describes Jesus. "And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory which fades not away." 1 Peter 5:4. Since Jesus is the chief shepherd, elders of the Lord's church are under shepherds. That is, they work under his instructions and will. They are not lawmakers, but they have the duty of helping the sheep, figuratively, to walk in the way of the chief shepherd. Those elders who follow the Lord's will for them will be blessed abundantly when the Lord appears. Sometimes elders are maligned and criticized, but if they are faithful under all circumstances, they shall receive the crown of glory which fades not away. If such a promise does not stimulate elders to be the kind of men God wants them to be, and the kind of local leaders the congregations need, I do not know what it would take. The expression crown of glory needs a crown composed of glory. That crown will not fade. It will not wither. My elder friend, may I encourage you to provide good leadership to the church. It may be very difficult work, but the Lord has called you into that office. He will bless you if you are faithful in his service. We thank you for listening. May God continue to bless and keep you.